Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Been announced, and there seems to be a catch. The Kremlin this morning saying they have agreed to a meeting with President Trump, but Putin has not agreed to a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
President Trump's tariffs kicked in at midnight on dozens of U.S. trading partners. The president also planning to slap a 100% tariff on computer chips, except for companies that start making them in the U.S. Apple would be exempt, as CEO Tim Cook promises to boost U.S. investments by $100 billion. Three of the five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart in Georgia yesterday are out of the hospital. The alleged gunman, a sergeant on the base, is in custody. This is ABC News. A new study finds most young adults putting off major life achievements. ABC's Alex Stone explains what those achievements are and why.
In 1975, almost half of 25 to 34-year-olds had experienced what are considered the four milestones of adulthood: moving out of their parents' home, getting a job, getting married, and having children. But a new U.S. Census Bureau working paper finds nearly 50 years later, less than a quarter of U.S. adults have achieved those same milestones. And researchers theorize it's a result of young adults today prioritizing economic security over starting a family, partially due to the cost of housing and other life needs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More cases of Legionnaires' disease. Three people have died in an outbreak in New York City and two at a Michigan retirement home. That type of bacteria breeding in stagnant warm water and can be spread through humidifiers and condensers from large air conditioning systems. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 82 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, warm, and muggy conditions this afternoon. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a high of 84. Tonight, passing clouds and muggy, isolated showers possible early with a low of 68. And Friday, partly cloudy, breezy, hot, and humid. The heat index could reach the upper 90s tomorrow afternoon with a high of 91. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 62, we have northerly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 82 degrees.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A woman has died after a deer crashed into her vehicle. Last night at approximately 8:35, the Sauk County Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle crash. The vehicle was reported to be traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X in the town of Greenfield. The vehicle left the roadway and struck a house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned the female driver and lone occupant, a 29-year-old female from the Baraboo area, was dead. Further investigation revealed a deer that was struck by a vehicle traveling eastbound on 33 entered the windshield of the vehicle traveling westbound. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to the driver. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. No one inside of the residence was hurt. The name of the dead driver is pending notification of the family. While the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now, it doesn't quite mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Charnecki with the Wisconsin DNR Air Management says there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Last year, Canadian wildfires only caused 3 days of air quality advisories in Wisconsin, while 2023 had 21 days. As of today, Wisconsin has now had 22 days of air quality advisories. A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says if Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting response within 30 days from the EPA. Texas Republicans have launched efforts to redraw congressional maps to secure more GOP seats in the U.S. House. This move has ignited a fierce battle between blue and red states, each considering similar actions. On Monday, dozens of Texas Democrats left the state to prevent a quorum halting the vote. Governor Greg Abbott and Republicans threatened to arrest and fine those who fled. Meanwhile, California Democrats proposed reshaping their district maps to counter Texas. Other states, like Missouri, New York, and Wisconsin, are also exploring redistricting options with varying strategies and challenges. Celebrating 1 year of the state's home energy rebate programs, Wisconsin received $149 million under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act for the home energy rebate and home electrification and appliance rebate programs. The programs are administered by the State Public Service Commission. Governor Tony Evers says more than $2 million in rebates have been distributed, helping Wisconsin families make home upgrades and keep more money in their pockets. Around $75 million each went to the HERE and HOMES programs for efficiency improvements. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. Under the University's of Wisconsin System program, qualified high school students from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 UW schools without ever having to submit an application. Students must choose to participate in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework after completion of the junior year. They must meet all admissions requirements, enroll for their senior year of high school, and stay on track to graduate. In total, Direct Admit Wisconsin delivered more than 33,500 admission offers to high school seniors from 467 high schools. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center dedicated the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic to honor philanthropists Don and Barbara Carrig Monday. The dedication included the unveiling of new building signage to recognize Don and Barbara. The RAMC Physicians Group is located on the RAMC campus with the entrance off to Ridgeview Drive in Reedsburg. Don and Barbara Carrig led and contributed to the Here We Grow capital campaign to build the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic on the RAMC campus. They kicked off the campaign with a $1 million donation and recently pledged an additional $1 million for RAMC. Don and Barbara also contributed more than $175,000 to the renovations to the former Physicians Group Clinic building that will bring Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center to Reedsburg to open a dental clinic. RAMC dedicated the building with new signage that was unveiled during the event. Governor Tony Evers announced the Wisconsin State Building Commission met at the Wisconsin State Fair and approved a total of approximately $110.2 million in key projects statewide. Projects include acceptance of a gift in kind at the A.L. Ringling Theater, supporting completed renovations to stage lighting and rigging systems. This project, sponsored by the Wisconsin Historical Foundation and the Friends of the A.L. Ringling Theater, enhances the historic venue and ensures ongoing safe operations are in alignment with preservation standards. And demolition of aging buildings across three University of Wisconsin campuses, Oshkosh, Platteville, and Parkside, as part of the 2023-25 multi-building demolition program. These removals will make way for future development and eliminate costly maintenance burdens. Three buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh campus will soon be coming down. The State Building Commission approved their demolition Tuesday. According to the meeting minutes, Donner Webster and Radford Halls are considered beyond their useful lives. Two of the buildings are dorms, the third houses English department offices and computer lab and the health center. So the first phase of the project means renovating another space into a new clinic so it can move out of one of the buildings to be demolished. Once that's complete, the demolition will begin. In place of the old buildings, the university plans to create a new campus green space and eventually make room for a future building. The entire project is expected to cost approximately $5.3 million. All three buildings were built in the 50s and 60s. They're named for prominent members of the community, including Barbara Donner, a professor of history in Oshkosh, Emily Webster, a member of the first graduating class of the Oshkosh Normal School in 1875, and Frank Radford, a sash and door manufacturer who served on the Board of Regents. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades they were unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin, and he's getting a motorcycle escort to Shawano. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. The mother of a teen involved in last year's school shooting in Madison is dead. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Melissa Rupnow was found dead inside a Janesville home last Friday. Rupnow was the mother of 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who opened fire inside of Abundant Life Christian School December 16th, killing a fellow student and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Janesville police say it appears that Melissa died by suicide, but have not commented further because of an ongoing investigation. Her ex-husband, Jeffrey Rupnow, is facing multiple charges for allegedly letting Natalie have access to the weapons used in the shooting. A missing American climate journalist and former UW-Madison alum is found alive in Norway. According to multiple media reports, Alec Lund was found just north of the Boerbrenn, which is an arm of a large glacier that is part of Foljafana National Park. Lund was in Norway with his wife to see family and was last seen Thursday when he left for a four-day solo trip in the national park. According to a Norwegian newspaper, Lund suffered a foot injury. The glacier Lund was found near is described as the third largest ice cap in Norway. Lund was born in Stoughton and graduated from UW-Madison in 2010. An inmate found guilty in connection with the 2024 death of Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor Corey Prolix has been sentenced. Ryan Nyblom will spend 5 years in prison and 5 years on extended supervision for two counts of battery by prisoners. The now 19-year-old provided Javarius Heard with a cup of soapy water, which he allegedly threw in the face of a female correctional officer, sparking a chain of events that led to Prolix hitting his head on a hard surface in the courtyard of the facility. Prolix died at a nearby hospital. Nyblom will also have a full no-contact order against the victims. Heard is scheduled for trial in February for reckless homicide. Rockwell Automation on Wednesday reported fiscal third quarter earnings of $295 million. The Milwaukee-based company with a plant in Richland Center said it had profit of $2.60 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.82 per share. The results exceeded Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.69 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.14 billion in the period, also topping Street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $9.80 to $10.20 per share. Harley-Davidson has a new leader. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle maker announced Monday that Artie Starrs will be its next president and chief executive officer. Starrs previously served as CEO of Topgolf Callaway Brands. Prior to that, he held leadership roles with Pizza Hut. Starrs will begin his new duties in October, succeeding Jochen Zeitz, who is retiring. Harley-Davidson is struggling to attract young customers amid declining demand for its large motorcycles. It's 84 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO News Time is 12:22. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Cazenovia's historical developments in Westford Township. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb, Chapter 33, Cazenovia's history began in 1848 when Allen Perkins entered land in Westford Township, then Richland County, what was part of the current village site of Cazenovia. The first frame house was built by Samuel Colby in 1854. That was followed by the first log house, which was erected by the Lincoln brothers, and it housed the first store in that village. Allen Perkins erected a sawmill in 1853, the power being derived from the south branch of the Little Baraboo River. The mill was equipped with an up-down saw and for several years did a very good business. The dam was built with log cribs filled with dirt and stone. The first dam was washed out before that was where the war was located. It replaced another dam, which soon followed the first dam downstream, which Mr. Perkins sold the power to and the mill to George Jarvis. In 1854, Allen Perkins started a grist mill. He erected a large building, equipped it with a one run of stone. The village was surveyed finally in 1855 by Solon Rushmore. The town of Westford was organized in April of 1857. It was at a meeting at Lincoln's store in the village of Cazenovia. The following were elected first officers: William Burnon, clerk; Alan Tinker, chairman of the board; Moses Bible and John Russell were associate supervisors; and Zachary Clary was the treasurer. Both Allen Perkins and Frank Jones would serve as justices of the peace. In 1868, William Duran erected a sawmill south of the quarter, northeast of what is Section 14 on the Little Baraboo River. The mill is equipped with an up-down saw, a circular saw, and a rib saw, as well as a felly saw. That's spelled F-E-L-L-Y. Making for three circular saws and a bandsaw, now turning a lathe, which was also put in later. The mill functions for stock of wagons, making sleighs, harrows, and etc. A dirt and stone dam was thrown across the river at war, giving 8 feet of water. Upon completion of the sawmill, Mr. Duren put in one run of stone for the grinding of feed. Finally, in 1874, Joseph Culver from Madison came to Westford, secured the services of Joseph Maul, and leased land from him. Mr. Maul was employed to prospect iron ore. They dug several shafts. In 1876, a company was formed. It consisted of Joseph Culver, General Lund, and James Gunn. The company continued operating for the mines, piled up ore, and they ground, as it were, the veins larger as they progressed. And finally, Culver, Lund, and Gunn sold out their interest to what was called the Iron Ridge Iron Company. Leonard Bean was the president. This company built a furnace in Cazenovia in 1877, erected a foundry, and a business ran until 1879. The town there is well settled, a good class of people. They are well to do, thrifty, and intelligent. The town is watered by the Upper Willow. The town is also connected with the Little Baraboo River and its tributaries. Both of these streams head downtown. That's Cazenovia. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering a single day record for tornadoes in the state of Wisconsin on August 18th, 2005, now coming 20 years ago to just a few days from now.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Hunter Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation Grant Program, also known as R3. The Hunter R3 grant supports projects that promote awareness, understanding, and participation in safe, ethical hunting and hunting-related outdoor skills for anyone who wants to learn. These skills offer individuals a unique connection with nature and wildlife and foster confidence and comfort in wild places. A total grant pool of $75,000 is available. Individual grant awards are typically limited to $25,000. These cost-sharing funds can be awarded to individuals or community-based organizations, Wisconsin tribes, universities, and schools. The grant is a subaward of federal Pittman-Robertson Act funds and is administered as a reimbursement program. The deadline to submit grant applications is September 15th. Applicants should plan to start projects approximately 1 year from the application deadline. Learn more and apply on the DNR's Hunter R3 Grant Program webpage. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets tomorrow. Intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 14 days during the reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage. It's 85 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMCHealth.com.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Thursday afternoon, August 7th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 10. The Vasatag Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family. Irene Reinstra is survived by 2 children, Bob and Kelly Reinstra and Pam and Lauren Noble. 7 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, and a son-in-law, Roy Howell. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center, died Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Weitzel is survived by his daughters, Maya and Lila, parents, John and Tara Weitzel of Richland Center, 6 brothers and sisters, Taylor Weitzel and Marshall Jacqueline of Rapid City, South Dakota, Sterling Weitzel and Maddie Rebidow of Winona, Minnesota, Katrina Weitzel and Logan Tonstad of Spring Green, Ruthie Weitzel, Rebecca Weitzel, and John Weitzel, all of Richland Center. Grandparents, Roy and Dawn Berndt and Dennis Derry, all of Richland Center. Great-grandmother, Amy Klingeman of Rockbridge. Mother of his children, Olivia Corey of Sextonville. Special aunt, Stephanie Derry of Richland Center. Many aunts and uncles, other relatives and friends. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21 of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68 of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, 2 children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett, 4 grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother, Dennis Barrett, and sister, Wanda and Bob Chalkin. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Parish, Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Joseph Wonkerl is survived by his wife, Lucille, brother, Anthony Wonkerl, in Sauk City, sister, Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, his children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Husum of Plain, Mary and Mark Peck of Spring Green, son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona, six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, and sisters-in-law, Irene and Don Rags and Doris and Bob Hayes, Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Muscadet Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7, with burial to be held in the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Ken Dieter is survived by his brother, Sheldon Lee and Marlene Dieter of Muscadet, sister-in-law Sharon Dieter of Muscadet, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Kenneth Dieter, 89, of Richland Center. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th at noon at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Juan Franklin is survived by two sons, Juan Franklin and Tom Eckhart, stepson Raymond LaGrange, five daughters, Leanna and Franklin Higgins, Elizabeth Larson, Rosalind Barr, Ashley and Franklin Strike, and Amber Franklin, 17 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, and numerous nieces, nephews, and friends. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc-bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andy and Jody Miles, and a happy 65th anniversary to Bob and Ellen Bender. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Thursday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the scattered showers that were moving into our area this morning have fallen apart, with the core of them tracking down through southern Iowa and northern Missouri with some heavy showers and storms. We're in a wait-and-see game if a few more could pop up here in the southern part of the state in the heat and humidity that is out there. It does look like they probably would stay fairly isolated if they do form. Otherwise, over the next couple of days, we'll have to contend with hotter temperatures. The heat indices could climb to the mid or upper 90s tomorrow afternoon, so please be careful out there. Right now, we have an extreme heat watch up in northwest Wisconsin for tomorrow afternoon. We do anticipate a front to move through Wisconsin Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Should provide some heavy showers and thunderstorms. That could be some high winds and some heavy rainfall, some hail. Definitely stay tuned for updates if you have any outdoor activities lined up. It will stay fairly warm and sticky into early next week. The forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny, warm and muggy, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 84 with a southeast to south wind 5 to 15. Tonight, passing clouds and muggy with an isolated shower possible early, low around 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, hot and humid, high temperature 91 with south to southeast wind close to 15. Friday night, a few clouds, warm and sticky, low 72. And Saturday, partly cloudy, continued hot and humid, 40% chance of thunderstorms by late afternoon, with a higher chance at night, high near 90. On Sunday, variably cloudy and humid, with some areas of showers and storms likely, high around 83. Monday, sun peaks and still humid, small chance of showers, with highs in the low to mid 80s. Tuesday, partly sunny, warm and muggy with a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, high near 85. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently partly sunny and 84 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning, 62, our high so far today, 85. The record high for this date set in 1983 is 96. The record low, 44, was set in 1966. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 53. Sunset tonight will be at 8:16 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:59. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.97. Relative humidity is 71% and no precipitation to report. With partly sunny skies, it's 84 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Researchers seek a better and safer way to hatch chicken eggs. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. For more than 100 years, commercial egg hatcheries have used formaldehyde to prevent bacterial problems in the hatch. Since the chemical is on the hazardous side, a group of scientists at the University of Arkansas, including Danielle Graham, has been looking for an alternative means of bacterial control. In this case, says Graham, using probiotics.
It can be hard to make a direct comparison because formaldehyde is so effective. But yeah, I think, you know, moving forward, we're going to figure out ways to incorporate different types of bacteria, apply the probiotics differently, and we can enhance the benefit that we see with these probiotics to hopefully keep moving in the right direction, which is away from formaldehyde if we can.
Graham says the idea is to have more control over the bacterial exposure to the chicks, more good bacteria and less bad bacteria.
By no means was it completely as effective as formaldehyde. I think we'll need a multifaceted approach to replace formaldehyde. However, you know, we're going in the right direction, I believe, by finding ways that we can reduce the use of formaldehyde, at least in the hatchery.
Another benefit of the probiotics, reduced respiratory damage from formaldehyde use. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. For profit potential and pest protection, Pioneer brand PowerCore Endless Corn packs a punch. Plant PowerCore Endless Corn and have your best year with Pioneer. President Trump has signed an executive order that increases tariffs on India from 25% to 50%. Ag economist Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net says the president's action comes after India's continued importation of Russian oil.
India doesn't buy a whole lot of goods from us, but what it's going to do is essentially, if you are tariffing these goods, making it that much more expensive to do trade with the United States, India traders may tend to move away and try to buy essentially other sources.
He tells Brownfield the new round of tariffs could impact a potential trade deal with India. A plant pathologist says time is running out to apply fungicide on this year's corn crop. Brownfield's Kellen Haviken has more from a University of Nebraska-Lincoln field day.
Tamara Jackson-Zims with UNL Extension tells Brownfield growers may have a difficult decision to make.
We want to protect corn during grain fill stages, but not everyone's going to need to spray. And with input costs the way they are and the profit margins being narrow, scouting can really go a long way in helping you make those decisions.
She says data shows fungicide applications should be applied during the VT and R3 stages for tar spot and southern rust.
Just looking at the ear leaf, you can use it across parts of the field to kind of gauge what's happening. And so as long as you spray before that point, before it gets above 5%, you still have a very good chance of getting ahead of it.
I'm Kellen Haviken for Brownfield.
The president of American Farm Bureau suggests the Trump administration is gaining a deeper appreciation for crop protection products. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from FarmFest in southwest Minnesota.
AFBF President Zippy Duval says during a recent meeting with President Trump, they discussed the importance of crop protection tools like pesticides.
I can't tell you how many times he said, tell me why that is, tell me how that is. He just kept on with questions after questions. I actually basically gave him a science class on what crop protection tools did for us and how it helped us be able to keep pantries in this country full. And he realizes now how important that is.
Duvall tells Brownfield American Farm Bureau is cautiously optimistic the next Make America Healthy Again Commission report will be more focused on science and less critical of agriculture.
Of course, all of us support making Americans healthy again, and we're going to do whatever we can do as agriculture to do that.
Near Redwood Falls, Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
Youth exhibitors at the Wisconsin State Fair benefited from their hard work at Wednesday's Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction. The annual event raised $381,350. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Another sluggish start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another very quiet, slow start. Bids haven't surfaced. Asking prices are around $238 to $240 live in the South, but the North remains quiet. While some business is expected today, significant trade volume could very likely hold out until sometime on Friday. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, feeder steers were $1 to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were $1 to $5 higher. The USDA says feeder steer quality was average and feeder heifer quality was plain to average. Calf trade has been very uneven, and quality has had a wide range. The bulk of the supply in the offering was either unweaned or plainer type cattle. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $375 to $390. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 655 to 699 pounds, brought $342.50 to $367.50. Box beef was sharply higher with solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $3.41 at $378.27. Select is $2.18 higher at $353.54. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets are sharply lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors pulled back hard in their procurement efforts following back-to-back days of significant trade at much higher prices. Global demand for U.S. pork remains strong overall. This week's export sales report did show a decline from last week, but an increase in the prior four-week average. Of note, China has returned to the buyer's list. Domestic demand also remains solid, both of which are helping provide price support to the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down $6.87 with a weighted average of $107.48. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $88 and at $73 in Red Oak, Iowa. Pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $4.06 at $119.28. Picnics, bellies, and hams were all sharply higher. Ribs, butts, and loins were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Content is king, especially content created and delivered by a trusted source. For more than 50 years, Brownfield has provided news and ag information to farmers. Brownfield's team of a dozen award-winning ag broadcasters works together to provide local and regional coverage, as well as national and international news and information, making Brownfield a household name for farmers. Thank you for listening.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean...
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
Hogs are mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition and why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are higher, oversold, but gains are being at least a little bit limited by big 2025 crop expectations. Domestic demand solid, and the weekly export sales numbers were good. September beans are up 8 3/4 at 974 and a quarter. November's 9.5 higher at 994. September bean meal's up $4.10 at 276.70. September soybean oil's down 21 points at 53.51. Corn's up, it's oversold, but is also wary about rising production projections. Weekly new crop sales were strong, with Mexico and Guatemala buying new crop corn ahead of the open. September's up 5 1/4 at 385, December 6 1/4 higher at 407.5. And wheat's higher, seeing a bounce and getting ready for next week's supply and demand report. Global demand's up on generally lower prices due to rising world supplies. September Chicago's 10 3/4 higher at 519 1/4. September Kansas City's up 10.5 at 522. September Minneapolis wheat is 6 cents higher at 575 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle are up sharply, with box beef strong at midday, waiting for direct cattle business to get going. Asking prices remain at $238 to $240 live, nothing yet for the dress basis, and no bids are being reported still. October live's up $260 at $232.25, and December's $282 higher, $233.55. September feeders are up $442 at $348.65. October's $540 higher at $347.80. And hogs are mixed on with questions about sustained demand. Pork's up at midday. Cash is steady to sharply lower. October's down $1.12 at $90.85. And December lean is down $1 at $83.52. Crude oil's weak. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
More nutrition and less food waste. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Innovation in plant breeding has allowed companies like Bayer to develop seed solutions that help farmers and benefit consumers. Jenny Maloney, Director of External Engagement with Bayer Vegetable Seeds, says that's how the company's high-rise broccoli was developed.
We have a unique variety that grows higher in the field. It's different than traditional broccoli that's more compact and lower to the ground. It's got tall stems, uniform heads, fewer leaves, and so it's a clean stem that is in the field that will eventually allow for mechanical harvest.
She tells Brownfield the long stems create a unique opportunity.
Traditional stems are used in things like broccoli slaws, but these are stems that are about 8 inches long once cut. A lot of the people out there said, you should taste these. They're really great tasting. They're more tender. They've got a sweeter flavor. And so we started thinking about what we could do with these broccoli stems that are left in the field.
Maloney says there's not a lot of innovation in the snacking space.
I took some stems home, peeled them, gave them to some kids, got great response. And that's how the idea of how we could get something that's sweet, snackable, and has a great story about stems that are left in the field. How can we get them on kids' plates?
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hold out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
We arrived at the scene, and the job, like everyone before, was executed flawlessly, leaving us with more questions than answers.
It was time to bring in the big guns.
You don't mean...
Yeah, John Deere bale documentation.
All the data, one location. It was the answer to everything. Visit johndeere.com/bale documentation for more information.
Time for the 1 o'clock news, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meeting today with his security cabinet, is expected to ask for approval of plans to seize all of Gaza City. But hostage families like Eddie Israeli say this is not the right priority.
We need, first of all, a deal for all the hostages. Afterwards, you would be able to do whatever you need to do.
And the Kremlin says that Vladimir Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. But the White House says there's been no meeting scheduled and that any meeting would require Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which Russia has declined to do. President Trump also said he's demanding that undocumented immigrants be excluded from the census. But the 14th Amendment says the count is to be of the whole number of persons in each state. Hot, dry conditions in the West have fire weather alerts in effect across seven.